There are different human rights acts in each province and territory in Canada. There is also a federal Human Rights Act. The purpose of these laws is to prohibit discrimination. Discrimination has no fixed definition in law, but in general, it refers to treating someone differently and unfairly on the basis of a group characteristic, such as disability. Each human rights law sets out a list of areas to which the protection from discrimination applies. A broad range of areas are covered. They include employment, services such as healthcare, education, stores, restaurants, and housing. In order to achieve equality and full participation, people with disabilities often require that adjustments be made to things such as to printed material, signs, buildings, schools, and jobs. These kinds of adjustments are referred to as accommodations in law. In fact, Canada's human rights laws make it a requirement that people with disabilities be accommodated. Accommodations can go a long way to ensure that people with disabilities are not discriminated against. However, the duty to accommodate is not unlimited. Those that owe the duty, such as employers, schools, restaurants, healthcare providers, and housing providers, need only accommodate to the point of undue hardship. When accommodating people with disabilities, the accommodations must be provided in a way which most respects their dignity and autonomy, and thus respects their choices as much as possible. Accommodations must also respect each person's unique needs. No two people are alike. For example, as illustrated in this resource, there are a wide range of accommodations and supports that people with communication disabilities access. The kinds of accommodations they use depend only partly on the nature of their disability. To a large degree, they also depend on the qualities that are unique to them. For example, some people who have communication disabilities prefer technology-based assistance, while others prefer to receive assistance from support people.